بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. We continue the explanation of رياض الصالحين, and this is the hadith number 2. وعن أم المؤمنين أم عبد الله عائشة رضي الله عنها قالت قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يغزو جيش الكعبة فإذا كانوا ببيداء من الأرض يخسف بأولهم وآخرهم. قالت يا رسول الله كيف يخسف بأولهم وآخرهم وفيهم أسواقهم ومن ليس منهم؟ قال يخسف بأولهم وآخرهم ثم يبعثون على نياتهم. متفق عليه, واللفظ هذا للبخاري. In the hadith reported by Al-Bukhari and Muslim, Aisha, may Allah be pleased with her, said that the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, يغزو جيش الكعبة, an army will raid the Kaaba. فإذا كانوا ببيداء من الأرض, and when it reaches a desert land, يخسف بأولهم وآخرهم, all of them will be swallowed up by the earth, all the ground will sink and will swallow the whole army. قالت يا رسول الله, she said and she asked, يا رسول الله, O Messenger of Allah, كيف يخسف بأولهم وآخرهم, how will they sink into the ground, while amongst them will be their markets meaning the people who worked in business and they came for business, not for the destruction of the Kaaba and not as invaders, and the people not belonging to them. So the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام said, all these people will be swallowed by the earth, or will sink, but they will be resurrected, and judgment or judged according to their intentions, The explanation, the author, rahimahullah, related the hadith of Aisha, may Allah be pleased with her, concerning the what the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam informed about this army which will come to invade the Kaaba, the blessed, the honored Kaaba, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala preserve it and protect it from every evil. This Kaaba is the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, raised by Ibrahim and his son Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam. They were raising the foundation and they were saying, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in Surah Al-Baqarah in chapter 2, 127, رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. O our Lord, accept this from us, verily you are the all hearer, the all knower. This house, one time, Abraha, who was governing Yemen, came to attack it from the direction of Yemen. So he brought his army, a great army, led by a great elephant, came to destroy the Kaaba, the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when it drew near from the Kaaba and it reached a place called Al-Mughammas, there Haran al-Fil, there the elephant became stubborn and stopped. They couldn't make it move forward. They yelled. They did whatever they could. But the elephant refused. Every time they direct him to the direction of Yemen, he will move quickly. He will move fast in that direction. And that's why the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, in the expedition of Al-Hudaybiyah, when his she camel stopped and refused to move, the companion said, خَلَأَتِ الْقَصْوَى خَلَأَتِ الْقَصْوَى. She became stubborn. She became stubborn. The Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام said, مَا خَلَأَتِ الْقَصْوَى وَمَا ذَاكَ لَهَا بِخُلُقْ أو بِخُلُقْ نعم بِخُلُقْ. He said, she has not become stubborn. For stubbornness is not her habit. Here the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم defending an animal, because injustice is not acceptable, even on animals. He said, مَا خَلَأَتِ الْقَصْوَى وَمَا ذَاكَ لَهَا بِخُلُقْ. She has not become stubborn, for stubbornness is not her habit. وَلَكِنْ however, حَبَسَهَا حَابِسُ الْفِيلِ. The thing that made her, or the one who made her stop, was the one who made the elephant stop, meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then he, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, وَالَّذِي نَفْسِي بِيَدِهِ لَا يَسْأَلُونِي خُطَّةً يُعَظِّمُونَ فِيهَا حُرُمَاتِ اللَّهِ إِلَّا أَعْطَيْتُهُمْ إِيَّاهَا. By the name of him in whose hands my soul is, if they be mushriks, ask me anything which will respect the ordinances of Allah, I will grant it to them. I will grant it to them. So what's important is that the Kaaba was invaded from the side of Yemen in a great army led by this magnificent elephant to destroy the Kaaba. When they reached the place known as Al-Mughammas, the elephant became stubborn. They yelled without any move on its part forward. So they stopped there. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent upon them flocks of birds. Sent against them flocks of birds, each carrying with it a stone bigger than the lentil seed, held by its feet, dropping it until it comes and strikes the person coming out from his rectum. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala turned them like an empty field of stocks, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stated in Surah Al-Fil,
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألم تر كيف فعل ربك بأصحاب الفيل ألم يجعل كيدهم في تضليل وأرسل عليهم طيرا أبابيل ترميهم بحجارة من سجيل فجعلهم كعصف مأكول.
Have you not seen how your Lord dealt with the owners of the elephant? The elephant army which came from Yemen under the command of Abraha al-Ashram, intending to destroy the Kaaba at Mecca. Did he not make their plot go astray and sent against them birds in flocks, striking them with stones of sijil, and made them like an empty field of stalks of which the corn has been eaten up by cattle? Allah protected his house from the plot of this unjust ruler and unjust king who came to destroy the Kaaba, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about in Surah Al-Hajj in chapter
22 verse 25. المسجد الحرام الذي جعلناه للناس سواء العاكف فيه والباد ومن يرد فيه بإلحاد بظلم نذقه من عذاب أليم.
And whoever inclines to evil actions therein, or to do wrong, him we shall cause to taste a painful torment. And at the end of time, a great army will come to invade the Kaaba. Until they reach a place, a vast area opened earlier, a desert-like, the earth will swallow them. All of them. Including those who came for trade. All of them, the whole of them will be swallowed. And when the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said this, Aisha thought and brought a question. Ya Rasulullah, كيف يخسف بأولهم وآخرهم? How come that all of them will be swallowed, yet amongst them are those who came only for trade, selling and buying, not intending to invade the Kaaba. And amongst them also there are those who just followed them without knowing of their plan of invasion. So the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, يُخْسَفُ بِأَوَّلِهِمْ وَآخِرِهِمْ وَأَسْوَاقِهِمْ وَمَنْ لَيْسَ مِنْهُمْ. All of them will be swallowed, including those who came for trade and those who followed them. ثُمَّ Then afterwards, يُبْعَثُونَ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. On the day of resurrection, they will be resurrected in accordance with their intentions and judged in accordance with their intentions, each with accordance with his own intention. This is an example. On the earlier hadith, إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَّةِ. Verily, actions are but by intentions, and each will have that which he intended in terms of recompense. In this hadith, there is a lesson. Whoever shares with the people of falsehood and the people of transgression, then he will be with them receiving the torment. The righteous and the wicked, when the punishment befalls, it will be comprehensive, total, upon the righteous and the wicked, the believer and the disbeliever, the one who prays and the one who does not out of disdainfulness. It will leave none. Then on the day of resurrection, they will be resurrected and judged according to their intentions. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, in fact, in Surah Al-Anfal, chapter 8, verse 25,
واتقوا فتنة لا تصيبن الذين ظلموا منكم خاصة واعلموا أن الله شديد العقاب واتقوا فتنة لا تصيبن الذين ظلموا منكم خاصة واعلموا أن الله شديد العقاب واتقوا فتنة لا تصيبن الذين ظلموا منكم خاصة واعلموا أن الله شديد العقاب
And fear the fitna, the affliction and trial which affects not in particular only those of you who do wrong, but it may afflict all the good and the bad people, and know that Allah is severe in punishment. The evidence from this hadith is the saying of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, which is the chapter we are discussing, ثُمَّ يُبْعَثُونَ عَلَى نِيَّاتِهِمْ, that they will be resurrected and judged according to their intentions. This is like the saying of the Prophet ﷺ in the previous hadith, إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَاتِ, verily deeds are but by intentions, and everyone will have that which he had intended. This brings the explanation of this second hadith into an end. And this therefore will be the second hadith from Riyadu al-Salihin, hadith of Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha wa an abiha. May Allah be pleased with her and her father. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, wa sallallahu ala muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam.